Hey, you're listening to a short segment for the LPG cast. Today we're talking about the Don Balón interview with Cesc Fabregas, and you can find the full translation at our website at lpgpodcast.wordpress.com. You're listening to me, my name's Jen, Sarah, Suba, and Dilly. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks. But Cyrax was like, oh, what did they say? Was it good? Yeah. Was it accurate? And I was like, well, I mean, they took out some stuff that made it sound less, less mean towards Arzen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing, he's very pro Arzen. He's very pro Vanguard the whole time. But
that's
it's just,
good.
It's like, what they took out made it sound like he wasn't appreciative.
The thing that I don't get is the actual interview that I read, like, the one that came out that I read, it didn't even sound that bad. Like,
it doesn't sound that bad.
He didn't even sound like he was slagging off Wenger at all. I don't understand where the media, like, in this country, has got this rubbish from. You know, why have they made it sound, this? It just seems to have been blown out of all proportion now. Like, you know, from what I read anyway, it just did not sound at all. Like, I didn't read it and think, oh my god, Cesc, why have you said that? You know, oh, you know, he wants to leave, blah blah blah. You know, it didn't come across like that at all to me anyway.
Yeah,
it
and he doesn't sound, come
it just
across
came
like
across
that.
Like what everybody else is thinking, you know, just
yeah, basically.
Yeah, and it doesn't even come off like that in the original Spanish interview. Like, the whole thing that really I think set it out of proportions was the fact that Wenger commented on it. If he had just let it alone, mm-hmm. then, you know, we wouldn't be talking about it. People would be like, oh, well, you know, could have been better.
I don't get why he's saying that it was actually, because what he said, it made it sound like he was saying that the original interview was sort of changed, whereas it seemed like more like it was, you know, other media outlets, like, you know, the English media and stuff, were taking that interview and sort of wording it in a way that they wanted it to come across as bad. He was actually saying it about the original interview, which I didn't really get, you know.
Yeah. I don't understand it either.
The original was that bad.
It really wasn't. I mean, hang on.
So Cesc Fabregas has done how many interviews in the past, right? And he's been always like pretty diplomatic. Well, he's usually pretty diplomatic, right? So that's why it seemed kind of out of character, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I took a little bit of the interview and I typed it out. And he's basically saying here, you know, for me, it's easier for me to understand now because I've been in England so many years. But what's pretty clear is that if you're in Spain and you're coaching and you have gone 2 or 3 years without winning anything, it's mm-hmm. pretty clear that you're not coming back as a manager. I mean, that's what he's saying. Like, he's not in any way criticizing
Wenger at all.
Exactly, and
that's
he like
true,
mentions
that's true anyway. So
yeah,
so what's the problem? That is actually what happens. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, like, the media should not be making such a shitstorm out of this, because it's not a big deal.
And they're making it sound like that quote that you just said is Cesc saying Wenger should be sacked.
Exactly.
What, you know, he's not even talking about Wenger, you know, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just comparing the two leagues. Like, that's
yeah.
all he's doing.
Yeah.
It's a very general comparison, because, I mean, you could really apply that to anyone. Harry.
Yeah.
Twitchy Harry. I mean, come on. He hasn't won anything. Ever.
Or Mancini, or whatever his name is.
Mancini? Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Although he might be actually sacked, so.
Oh, that's right.
Really? I don't know. I mean, like, if they end up winning the FA Cup, I mean, Mancini's done a lot.
True.
Right?
Yeah, I forgot about the FA Cup, to be fair.
Yeah, I know. No, I haven't forgotten about how distraught all the Man United fans were. It was
awesome. Very true. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, you know what, though? It was partly because, like, seriously, though, like, I mean, the not the bandwagon of Man City fans, but, like, the people, you know, who've been Man City fans, like, forever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of... it's sad because, I mean, it's like what Alan was saying too, because I met somebody who's been a Man City fan since he was a kid, right? His dad was a fan as well. I don't know, like, they're proud of the results, but, you know, it's kind of the same team.
Apparently they said that they're not going to stop buying players until they win the Champions League. Otherwise, they're just going to keep putting money into the team.
That's ridiculous. That doesn't always work, you know. That doesn't work like that, does it? You can't just buy.
Exactly.
You have to have a manager. I mean,
look at their game against Liverpool. They just looked like crap the entire game.
Yeah.
And they haven't been that consistent this season. Like, they've been sort of stuttery, you know. Some games they look alright, and then, you know, the game against us wasn't exactly their greatest.
No, actually, like, yeah, because I was like around when it, like, for that. I was watching their game against Man United, and really, it was Touré, right? Like, he was basically just like, he scored on the break, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like an amazing performance. And like Manchester United, it was like Man United basically, like, I don't know what happened to them in the second half, but they just kind of gave up. But it's like, you know what I mean? They were pinned like in their half for pretty much half, like, for, like, the better half, a better part of the second half.
Okay.
And then got some chance near the end, but, again, like, Man City got really lucky. And, you know, they were able to clear a ball out of the box. I'm like, so...
Well, that's a foreign concept.
But, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I feel about, Man City coming in fourth. I mean, what does it look like right now? It's like Man United, Chelsea, Arsenal. Who's in fourth?
I think it's Man City.
I'd rather anybody than Spurs, though, I'm not gonna lie. No.
Thanks for listening to this short segment of the LPG Cast. You can reach us at lpgcast@gmail.com or submit a comment at our website, lpgcast.wordpress.com. Follow us on Twitter for the latest updates on blogs and photo galleries at lpgcastofficial. Thanks for listening.